Here is the speech for this year's valedictorian, John Kanapke.
Good day, Fort Recovery High School, class of 2020, and fellow parents, students, families, and community members. It is such an honor to be given the opportunity to address all of you today on the day of our graduation. Firstly, I'd like to thank Mr. Overla for being so incredible these past few months and seeking to give us the recognition and lifelong memories we will one day be able to cherish, as well as the staff for putting up with us for the last few years. Now more than ever, we understand just how greatly they influenced us in a way completely outside of academics. Thank you guys so very much. Secondly, and most importantly, I want to give congratulations to every single one of my classmates. We finally made it, despite any obstacles we may have faced along the way. The world is plagued with many dangers. Global warming, forest fires, plausibility of World War III, and COVID-19, to name just a few that we've seen in the past few months. And despite all these odds, we still managed to graduate. But to be entirely truthful, COVID-19 isn't even the worst pandemic we've seen. We lived through the hashtag YOLO swag pandemic of 2011, the Gangnam Style pandemic of 2012, the Fortnite dance pandemic of 2019, and now the TikTok pandemic of 2020. As Charles Dickens once said, they were the best of times, they were the worst of times. But the truth of the matter is, no matter good times or bad times, the time itself went by way too quick. It was a mere 4 years ago when we stepped into Fort Recovery High School for the first time as freshmen. In our next year, we would be sophomores, which many say stands for sophisticated moron. So I believe that made us as freshmen just simple morons. The good thing about being morons, though, was that we didn't care what anyone else thought. We danced the night away at our first homecoming as if no one was watching. My condolences to anyone who was. We cheered our boys on in Friday night games that they didn't play in, but most importantly of all, we did it together. No man or woman danced alone, and no player was left without a teammate. I couldn't think of a better class to make memories with than those that are an acceptable distance away from me on this unforgettable graduation day. I believe if I recounted all the great times we've had as a class, I'd begin to bore those of you listening in, so I'll stick to just a few of my favorites. I'd be remiss if I didn't recount the time we got kicked out of the zoo. I think we left a lasting impression with that one. Or the time Cole Bergman ventured into a fountain in Washington, D.C. to help out a fellow tourist. Or the time Keegan and Cole Schmidt ran into the ag shop window. Or even the time we let a squirrel into the school. We may have been a little reckless and stupid, but no one can question whether or not we had fun while we were at Fort Recovery High School. When we look back on these days in the future, I think we'll remember ourselves as being daring. We dared to push our limits in the name of good old-fashioned fun. We have a plethora of good memories to look back on from our high school days, but I know that we can't all but help to think of the memories that could have been the past few months. I never thought I'd say it, but I wish I could be bonked by Mrs. Osterloh one more time, or ask Mr. Kearns for one more free day, or to even hear the jingle of Mr. Bruns's keys as he walked to get his eighth cup of coffee for the day. These subtle normalcies made the walls of Fort Recovery High School feel like home. The class of 2020 made Fort Recovery our own. We witnessed the track boys make history as they became MAC champions, we saw the girls' basketball team take home a MAC trophy, and saw countless other heartwarming and heartbreaking sports moments. But we also saw our senior year go by as we danced to Piano Man for the last time together, and paraded through the town of Fort Recovery proudly. These memories will never fade. I know that I will cherish every single first that I've experienced, but even more so, I'll cherish these final lasts in our high school careers. Our time here together as a senior class will not be remembered by our grades, popularity, likes, or favorites, but by our relationships. These will be our legacies, and I can proudly say that we've left a good one. Now, I could try to come up with a unique way to sum up our high school experience, but I think Winnie the Pooh said it best when he said, "How lucky am I to have something that makes saying goodbye so hard?" To the class of 2020, it has been an incredible blessing to spend the last 12 years with all of you. And from the bottom of my heart, I wish you all the very, very best. Thank you.
That was the speech from the 2020 valedictorian, John Kanapke.